Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. On today's episode, I want to discuss the new Nexus laws and how it will affect buying a watch. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you got some sun. I hope you had some fun, got some rest. It was a crazy weekend for me, actually. I had some friends come into town that I saw, which was great. I went to a phenomenal gig on Saturday at Brooklyn Bowl. I went to see Johnny Marr, who was the genius guitar player of the defunct band The Smiths. He's a guitar legend, an icon of British music. He doesn't come to the US that often, so it was a real treat. You know, usually he sells out places in England, you know, 10, 20,000 people, but I saw him in a very intimate setting, probably less than a couple of hundred people, and I was probably standing 10 feet away from him, and it was a mind-blowing experience, and I'm incredibly grateful that I got to see him. My calves are killing me because I haven't pogoed, jumped up and down at a concert probably since I was like 18 or 20 during my punk rock, the heyday of my punk rock days. I still am a punk rocker, but an older punk rocker now. I should have just stood still and drank a beer, but I can't. Music drives me and is everything to me. I hope you're gearing up for Memorial Day weekend. Should be a good one. I know here in Vegas, you know, it's going to be crazy. People are going to be, you know, it always is. It's going to be a drunk, action-packed weekend, especially for those coming from LA who just want to sit in a pool all day. But you know what? I'm excited for the week. I know good things are on their way, and I hope you have a great one. Today, I wanted to talk to you about the new Nexus laws and how that's going to affect you as a consumer when you buy a watch. So one of the things that, you know, it was always a big topic of discussion is sales tax, especially on watches. Watches are expensive, you know, whether it's $1,000 or $1,000,000. I mean, it doesn't matter what price segment you can afford or can't afford. Both are equally sizable. You know, in most states, taxes, sales taxes are anywhere between, I think, 7 and 10%. That's a lot of money. New Nexus laws that have now come in and are going to take place, it's going to change the game. I know that there's, I don't know how many states that have participated in Nexus. And what that means is if you're in the state, if you are, you know, from Boston, let's say, and you buy a watch in California or you buy a watch online and that retailer was outside the state of Massachusetts and you're from Massachusetts, you would not be required to pay sales tax. They could ship it. The price would include shipping, typically, and you know, that's how you got a discount, aside from getting a discount. Now the laws have changed. So any of the states participating in the new Nexus laws, you're going to have to pay the sales tax from the state that you're buying that watch from. So that changes things significantly. So if you look at it like this, if you were buying a watch and you were getting 10% off, look at it like you're not getting anything off, you know? You're basically just, it washes out, like not paying sales tax. I mean, paying sales tax and getting a discount are about the same in this specific example. So you're essentially paying retail, but you're not going to be paying tax over that, you know, if you're getting a discount. But a lot of brands, you know, especially Rolex, Patek Philippe, Audemars Piguet, there's no discount whatsoever. So you're paying, you know, on top of the retail price, you're going to be paying whatever the sales tax is in that specific state, you know? So that is going to, I know it's going to piss a lot of people off. There are people in the watch industry who know about this, of course, because it's something that applies to this industry. For the consumer not, may not be aware of it yet, but it's not just on watch purchases. It's on purchases in general, whether it's online or whether it's a brick and mortar store. Any of the states that are participating in the new Nexus laws, you are going to have to pay the sales tax from that state. It's just the way it works now. It's going to completely change the game. I mean, I sell very expensive watches, and I've already told my clients, a lot of them, that, listen, you're going to have to pay sales tax now. That's just the way it is. The laws have changed. The rules have changed. It hasn't come across all 50 states yet. I'm sure it will take its time to adapt, and I don't believe, like, I think it's a state-by-state basis. I don't think you have to take the Nexus law. If you're like, I think you can decide if you want to participate in collecting the sales tax in the Nexus laws thing. I was told by my retailers by 2021, you know, it will probably be across all 50 states. Right now it is law as of April 1st. It is law. So the states participating in the Nexus laws, you can look that up. I don't know specifically which states, but I believe California last week or the week before just started participating. But that's just the way it's going to be. I don't like it. It sucks for my clients. You know, I just want to make you all aware of this because, you know, right now a lot of people assume that, oh, if I buy a watch, there's no sales tax. Yeah, but it depends on the state, you know. If the state has participated with the Nexus laws, you have to pay their sales tax from that state. If they haven't, you know, you're good for the time being, but you never know when that could change. It could change in a drop of a hat. This is just the way it's going to be. It's going to affect us all. No one's happy about it. No one wants to do it. But like law, once it becomes law, you just have to accept that that's the reality. So I know that there may be exceptions. There may be states that aren't participating. You know, again, unless you have a relationship with that specific retailer from that state, it may be difficult to get a discount, and it may be difficult to get sales tax and, you know, no sales tax. So I just want you to watch out for that. Definitely reach out to me if you have any questions. I do charge $150 consultation fee to get started. That gets you an hour of my time, a couple of calls, some emails. And then if you decide within a year to purchase a watch through me, I'll deduct the $150 you paid from the final purchase price of the watch. Definitely check out my website, www.amitdevhonda.com, where you can read my world-renowned blog, listen to a podcast, watch a video, check out Kingsley 1945 Watches, which is a brand I distribute and I'm extremely proud of. And hope you have a great weekend. Until next time, rock on, fly back, stay happy.